This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about Facebook at 20. Facebook has notoriously been a black box in terms of how it runs its site and the data it gathers. Over the years, users, parents, politicians, and researchers have had a lot of questions about how Facebook affects politics, mental health, and social movements. So, how do researchers work with a social media platform that has complete control over what data they can access? Alan Yu looked into it.
In 2021, computer scientist Laura Edelson got banned from Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp by Meta, the parent company for all those platforms. Laura says it's been a challenge, and not just on a professional level.
The moms group in town is how people find their lost dogs, find out that there's a school delay. My town posts the notice for town meetings on the Facebook page for the town.
Laura's colleague and fellow researcher, Damon McCoy, was also kicked off.
I used to say it was us and Trump, but now it's just us.
And here is why. It all started after the US presidential election in 2016, when Facebook was under a lot of scrutiny over whether the company had mishandled user data and swayed the outcome of the election. CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified in front of Congress in April 2018.
But it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake.
A few months later, Facebook released an archive of political ads from 2018 onwards that had run on the platform in the U.S.
It's time to put America first.
Energized Democrats greet Congressman Beto O'Rourke like a rock star.
Something that a lot of our folks say on a regular basis is that they stand with Planned Parenthood.
But when 10 states criminalize the Second Amendment, the media says nothing.
Facebook invited people to look through those ads to find out how much each advertiser paid for ads and how many ads they ran, for example. Laura and Damon, who were both working at New York University at the time, got interested in this data immediately. They wanted to understand the powerful recommendation engine that Facebook is and the effects the ads can have on society. They went through the ad archive Facebook released. They quickly published some work in 2018 showing that then-President Donald Trump was the biggest political advertiser on Facebook. Facebook welcomed their work, but Laura says that just as quickly, they realized there were some important details missing.
One of the biggest issues was that Facebook didn't make ad targeting data available. So you could see the ad, you could see demographic information about who the ad was shown to, but you couldn't see how the advertiser had targeted the ad.
Facebook advertising is different from TV or magazines or billboards because it is hyper-specific. Advertisers can specify age groups, cities, shared interests, say people between the ages of 30 and 40 who listen to public radio in Seattle. Laura says they could not get information about this, how advertisers had targeted their ads. And that means a big part of the picture was obscured.
So if you wanted to understand patterns across the entire ad ecosystem, you need information about the entire ad ecosystem.
This targeting data is valuable because they wanted to study who the advertisers wanted to reach and who they were actually reaching. Laura and Damon found a solution. They worked with news outlet ProPublica to make a research tool that allowed them to collect information that Facebook provides to users when they look for it. Here's Damon.
Facebook will show their end users some of the targeting criteria that was used to deliver that advertisement to them. You can click on the ad, there's tiny little ellipses. And then with that, you can say, like, why am I seeing this ad? And then it'll show you.
The tool they created, which people volunteered to download, then collected that information and shared it with the researchers. Facebook did not like what Laura and Damon did. The company ordered them to stop in 2020. And in 2021, Facebook cut off their access completely. The company said in a press release that they did it because Laura and Damon were collecting data about Facebook's users in a way that broke the company's terms of service. Laura and Damon are still doing their research, but now they need to rely on a research partner to get them the data. Laura is now at Northeastern University. A Meta spokesperson said he could not tell me more details about this specific case. He also pointed out that the company has a track record of working with outside researchers on a variety of topics. But in talking to some of those researchers, it turns out that getting your hands on Facebook data can be a challenge.
Researcher access to Meta systems has really been on a downward trajectory over the past decade.
Dean Freelon is a professor of communications at the University of Pennsylvania. A few years ago, Facebook invited him and other social science researchers to work with them on research using Facebook data as part of a group called Social Science One. He says it would be unreasonable to expect complete access.
There are going to be certain details that corporate incentives are aligned against revealing to outsiders, right? I get that. That is a fact that you have to accept if you want to do work with it. Like, if you have a fundamental problem with that, then you need to get out of social media research because there's no way around that.
But he still feels the data he can access is beneficial.
Because you can do a lot of really interesting work under the assumption that the process that produces the data is a black box, but that the output of that black box can be evaluated productively and usefully.
Danegal Young, a political scientist at the University of Delaware, says that in some cases, Facebook knows what they can do to help researchers, but just don't want to do it. In 2019, Facebook invited her and other academics to meet some of Facebook's in-house researchers.
One of the researchers said, "Would it help you to have like an interface that mimicked what Facebook looks like so that you could use that to run experiments on your own?" And I was like, that would be amazing.
A mock-up Facebook, which researchers could use to study eye movement or people's reactions, which emojis they used.
This researcher indicated that that's something that they've been working on internally. When we got back together in the main room and I raised my hand and said, this development would be something that researchers could really use. It was clear that that is not something that they had any interest in sharing outside of the platform itself. And that to me is sort of the story of how things go with Facebook. They want to engage with academic researchers outside of the organization. They want academics and scholars to know that they have people internally asking the hard questions and doing the work. But it is so clear to all of us who work in this space that they're not actually interested in having the answers to those questions inform the way the platform operates.
Her students have created their own mock Facebook pages, but she says it's just not going to be as good as the real thing. I told Facebook about all these critiques and questions from researchers, and a spokesperson sent me this statement. Quote, "We're committed to supporting rigorous independent research and have a track record of working closely with researchers to ensure they have access to the right tools and data to better understand our impact. We're also continuing to partner with academic researchers to better understand our role in elections. To this end, we recently rolled out additional tools for researchers to access more publicly available content across Facebook and Instagram," end quote. Danegal says the overall problem is that Facebook and social media form big parts of our digital media diets, but researchers do not know what's inside. She says unless researchers know what kind of data Facebook has on its users and understand how the platform works, there is no way to even come up with meaningful research questions.
How can we as outsiders ask, can you run the following analyses or correlations between I don't know what and I definitely don't know what. So what are you then left with as a researcher? You're left with information that is meaningless and gets you farther from truth than closer to truth.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.